You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everybody, Tim McMaster here with Jennifer Langosch, our MLB.com Cardinals reporter. We are in Houston for the World Series, but we are talking Cardinals, and it's a newsworthy day for the Cardinals because they bring in a new pitching coach, and it's a guy with a great reputation around baseball. When you talk about Mike Maddux, what he's done with different franchises, how are the Cardinals able to bring him in?
Yeah, it's interesting because with the Cardinals not in the postseason this year, a lot of talk in St. Louis has been around this coaching staff, which really the Cardinals have overhauled, part intentionally, part by circumstance. But Mike Maddux was a guy that the Cardinals didn't expect to be necessarily available when they fired their current pitching coach, their last pitching coach, Derek Lilliquist, at the beginning of the month. But of course, as things transpired in Washington with Dusty Baker out and that throwing the Nationals coaching staff in flux, all of a sudden they had an opportunity to go after a guy with a great resume, with instant credibility, and he really fits what the Cardinals wanted, which is a louder voice next to Mike Matheny, somebody who can help Mike more so with in-game pitching moves, somebody who's willing to dig into the analytics side of things, take suggestions from the front office, so the Cardinals have assurances that Mike Maddux is that guy. So this is an interesting hire for the Cardinals in that they typically like to promote from within when it comes to their coaching staff positions. This, of course, is the exception, bringing in a guy with vast, vast pitching coach experience at the major league level, the Brewers, the Rangers, and most recently the Washington Nationals, and fills out Mike Matheny's coaching staff for 2018.
Obviously, this Cardinals team is known for having great pitching staffs year after year after year. A new voice, though, has to be a helpful thing, especially when it's a guy that comes in with the instant credibility. And you would think all of those pitchers, even an Adam Wainwright who's been around for so long, is going to look at him and be like, oh, this is still somebody I can learn from.
Yeah, I mean, you think first off about Mike Maddux's major league pitching career, himself 15 years as a major league pitcher. We all know who his brother is, Greg Maddux. And then the pitchers that he has worked with as a pitching coach. I mean, you think back to the Brewers, what he did with CeCe Sabathia, all the way up to his time with the Washington most recently. I mean, look at that Nationals pitching staff this year. You have guys like Max Scherzer, Gio Gonzalez, Steven Strasburg. Probably three pitchers are going to finish top six in the Cy Young Award voting in a couple weeks here. So, yeah, he brings an instant credibility. And for him, what an exciting opportunity to work with a Cardinals staff that is going very, very young next year. You think about all the young pitching talent they have in a Luke Weaver, an Alex Reyes, a Jack Flaherty. It could go on and on. Mike Maddux is going to be able to put his fingerprints all over some of these young pitchers. So, again, the Cardinals going with experience this time over somebody internal and hopeful of getting that voice in the clubhouse. And maybe a change can be good for this club.
Yeah, and he'll probably be energized as well. As you mentioned, all that young talent, like something a coach can really get excited about. You mentioned that they usually hire from within, and Brian Eversgaard is the new bullpen coach, and he's a guy that has kind of like been all around the ranks with this Cardinals team.
Yeah, this is kind of the Cardinals' MO when it comes to giving a guy an opportunity after he spent so long in their organization. Brian spent 15 years as a pitching coach, beginning at the high or Class A level, all the way up most recently the last five seasons as the AAA Memphis pitching coach. I think what you're going to get in Brian is a guy who has worked with all these young pitchers already. You think about any pitcher that has come through the Cardinals organization en route to St. Louis has worked at some point with Brian Eversgaard. So there's going to be a consistency of message there. He, too, is a guy who is willing to kind of dig into the analytics side of things. Again, this is something the Cardinals didn't feel like they were necessarily maximizing here recently the last couple of seasons. So giving Eversgaard a chance, a well-deserved chance for somebody who has been a good soldier in this organization for many years.
Maddux and Eversgaard, the newer guys as far as his coaching goes, but really over the last week or two, they've been busy filling things out. Jose Oquendo is a guy that obviously Cardinals fans are familiar with as a third base coach. He's been away. He's back. Just talk about the two-year hiatus, what he was doing and why he was away, and are they excited to have him back?
Yeah, there is a lot of excitement around this hire. I can tell you, over the last 2 years, I have probably gotten more questions from fans about Jose Oquendo than anybody else in this organization, fans clamoring for him to come back. You know, of course, when Jose stepped aside in spring training of 2016, it was really for health and physical reasons. He was about to undergo a knee operation. He actually had multiple knee operations, and he felt like if he couldn't give everything physically, that this was not a place where he needed to be. So took some time to recover from that back in his home in Jupiter, and with that was able to work at the Cardinals complex in Florida alongside a lot of the minor league players, particularly the minor league infielders the Cardinals have in their system. And Jose is, you know, at his core a teacher, so he loved the opportunity to work with an 18-year-old Delvin Perez, for instance, but now he's going to be back on the major league coaching staff. We've all seen what he's able to do to transform mediocre infielders into gold glove caliber type defensive players. He's a trusted voice in the clubhouse. He is a wanted voice in the clubhouse, and he'll of course also be back then coaching third base.
And then Willie McGee is going to be on the Major League coaching staff, but it was interesting that they make the announcement, but without an actual title, just we're adding him to the coaching staff. Where will his specialties lie?
Yeah, we're going to see him do a lot of work with the outfielders and a lot of work on the base running side. Now, the base running side is an area in which the Cardinals did improve incrementally this past year from where they were in 2016, but still an area where they think that there's some room for improvement, not just in stealing bases, but maybe in advancing bases or going first to third on a single more often, just taking advantage of opportunities. You know, Willie, we all know what he did in his career. He can speak to kind of that speed on the base pass. And then the outfield situation, very similar to the pitching situation in that the Cardinals have a lot of young, exciting outfielders coming up. Willie is a voice who a lot of these guys are already familiar with. He's worked the last couple years as a special assistant to the general manager, kind of has roved around the minor league system working with some of the young players. He's been an instructor in spring training. So he'll have his fingerprints all over the outfielders, and he is another guy who fans in St. Louis just adore and are excited to have on this coaching staff.
I was going to say, where does Willie McGee fit in as far as the great Cardinals of past? And they're always around, obviously, in St. Louis. The team loves bringing them back, but where does he kind of fit into that hierarchy?
He is right there with the Hall of Famers. You know, when we're talking Bob Gibson and a Luke Brock and an Ozzie Smith, and you have to put Willie McGee up there, not necessarily because of his on-field performance, but he is just beloved in the city. I mean, you have folks have long wondered if the Cardinals were ever going to retire his number, for instance. He was a part of the inaugural class into the Cardinals Hall of Fame a few years ago, an easy fan vote to get in there as the first member. So, yeah, it's interesting because Jose Oquendo and Willie McGee are probably two of the most popular former Cardinals that there are in St. Louis right now. So to have them both back on the Major League coaching staff, I wonder if those two guys are going to get the loudest ovations on opening day, perhaps louder than any player that we see in 2018.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, there's a little bit of heat on Mike Matheny, right, going into this season. So maybe it takes a little pressure away from him when there's these guys to be excited about.
It's true. And I think right now, as you look at this staff, I think it's the most well-rounded staff that Mike has had. And this is going to be his seventh year as manager. Again, you bring in an outside voice as a pitching coach, somebody who has many years of experience. You bring in guys who have been in this organization for a long time. We talk about the Cardinal way all the time. They're kind of the conduit from the George Kissels of the past and the instruction that has always been so integral in this organization. So, you know, I think it's going to be a very diverse and dynamic coaching staff. And I think for Mike, perhaps it'll lessen the burden of what he has to worry about because he can pass along some of those duties to some trusted voices elsewhere.
Team also has a new bench coach. It's Mike Shildt. And that's kind of a surprise because David Bell was expected to be back, right? But then he goes to the team and he's taking a different opportunity with the Giants. How did that come about and how blindsided were they?
Yeah, both parties were a little bit surprised here. You know, David was anticipating coming back as well. Got a phone call from the Giants, however, a couple weeks after the season ended, and they offered him an opportunity to kind of get out of the dugout and do something different, a farm director sort of position. You know, for David, it wasn't necessarily that he was looking at all to leave St. Louis, but the pull back to the West Coast, his family lives in the area. He played with the Giants for a season and really enjoyed his time out there. It was a little too strong for him to ignore, so he decided to go in that direction. And as we talk about the Cardinals kind of pattern of internally kind of moving around pieces, Mike Shildt, who last year opened as a quality control coach, finished the year as the third base coach, now slides into the role of bench coach.
All right, one more thing Cardinals related to talk to you about, and that is the Gold Glove finalists have been announced. One Cardinal, no surprise, Yadi Molina. He's older, obviously. I don't think he's a lock that he used to be, but where does he fit into that competition? Do you see him getting another Gold Glove here?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, he had won 8 straight until last year. Buster Posey kind of ended that run for him. Now it's, you know, Posey, Molina, and Tucker Barnhart from the Cincinnati Reds who are the finalists for that award. You know, Yadi's numbers aren't necessarily what they used to be, but I don't think you can discount the fact that he caught more games than anybody in the National League, and he caught more innings than anybody in the National League. His caught stealing percentage went up. His defensive run saves numbers went back up after a down year in 2016. So, you know, reputation probably helps him a lot. And, you know, we have to talk about kind of where he fits historically. The only two catchers in Major League history with more Gold Gloves than Yadi Molina already are Johnny Bench and Pudge Rodriguez. So he's already in very good company. One more Gold Glove would be his 9th, and that would tie him with Bob Gibson for 2nd in Cardinals history as well.
All right, you've been busy, obviously, with the Cardinals and the World Series right now. So for all those Cardinals fans who want to read your stuff beyond St. Louis, what are they? they going to find you on MLB.com writing about for the World Series?
Yeah, right now I'm assisting our Dodgers reporter, Ken Gernick, helping out on the Los Angeles side. So doing sidebars, writing some features, trying to document what's so far been a very exciting and exhilarating World Series. And for Cardinal fans who are worried that I'm abandoning them, don't worry. There's still plenty of content also coming on Cardinals.com.
Yeah, she'll be back. The World Series will be over soon. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of MLB.com Extras, our Cardinals edition. For Jennifer Langosh, I'm Tim McMaster. Thanks for tuning in.